questions by the fee. As usual, there's a lot more here than even what we have in this packet. There's a lot more here, but hopefully this is a little bit of the time of what we're going to see. So whatever we can get through, we'll get through. If not, we'll see if we can finish up another time. Okay, so in Parshas Vayechi, Perek Mem Tes, Pasuk Yud, the first page. So in Yaakov's brachas to Yehuda, so one pasuk here which gets a lot of attention is Pasuk Yud, Lo Yosor Shevet Mi Yehuda, Umechokot Mi Bein Raglov, Ad Ki Yavo Shilo, Velo Yekas Amen. Amen. Like most of the psukim in the brachos, it's difficult to really give a translation because there's so many different interpretations of what it means. But for to give a general explanation, Loyosor Shevet Mi'Yehuda, the Shevet, which is some sort of rulership, won't leave Yehuda, won't be turned away from Yehuda. Umechokik ben raglov. Mechokik also is the lashon of sroro, of rulership. From within Yehuda, again, won't leave Yehuda. Ad ki yavo Shilo, until Shilo comes, whatever that is. Velo yekas amen. And the nations will be gathered into him. So Rashi, let's see Rashi here, at the bottom. Vayoso shevet Yehuda, mi David ve'elech. It doesn't mean from Yehuda until Shilo. It means starting from David ve'elech. It means at that point, there will be the Shevet will not leave Yehuda. So what is that? Elu Roshei Goldiel Shebavel Sherodim Esa'am B'Shevet. This is referring to the heads, the Goldiel in Bavel, that had Rishus to be in charge of the Am B'Shevet, which literally means like with a rod, but it means to be in charge. Shememunim Hayu Opi Amalchus, they had Rishus in the Malchus. Umechokim Bein Raglav Tamidim Elu Nisi Yer Tisrael, that you know, the students would be the teachers in they would be in the sea, Eretz Yisrael. Ad ki yavo Shilo, Rashi says, is Melech HaMashiach, Shemalucha Shalo, Shilo is Melech HaMashiach. So Rashi in general is saying that from the times of David and onwards, there will be some sort of Shevet, is some sort of rulership that comes from Yehuda, and there will also be that they will give over Torah as well. There is the Mechokim Ben Ragav, they will have Talmidim, until Mashiach comes. Until or through Mashiach comes. That's a general reading of the pasuk, and it comes from a Gemara in Sanhedrin. That Hey Amud Aleph, the Gemara says Lo Yosu Shevet Mi'Yehuda Elu Roshi Goliyah Shebebavel Shirodim Yisrael B'Shevet. Same lashon. That Lo Yosu Shevet Mi'Yehuda is the Roshi Goliyah Shebebavel Shirodim Yisrael B'Shevet. Mechokik Ben Raglov, Mechokik Ben Raglov is Elu Bnei Banov Shel Hillel Shemalamdim Torah B'Rabim. From the descendants of Hillel that they taught Torah B'Rabim. That's Mechokik Ben Raglov. Hillel was a Nasi, and that's the lashon of Nasi that also Rashi says by us, El Nasi Eretz Yisrael. That's the Gemara, that's Rashi. So it's some sort of Srora from the times of David the Elach. Turn to page 2, the Rashbam says a different shot, and also in Rashi and Divrei Hayamim, I have underlined here also, but we'll read the Rashbam inside. The Rashbam says, Lo Yosor Shevet Mi'Yehuda, Hamalchus, at the bottom of the page, Hamalchus Hanitan Lo Lihishtachavos Lo Kol Echov Shneimosar. The Malchus that was given to Yehuda, that all of his brothers would bow down to him, Lo Tifsuk Mimenu Kol Osa Gedulo, that greatness that he has won't stop from him, Velo Mechokik Visro Mizaro, and not any rulership that he has, Ad Ki Yavo Yehuda Shilo, until Shilo comes. What's that? Kolomar ad kiyavo melech Yehuda hu rechavam ben Shlomo shebo lechayish hamelucha b'Shilo. There was the split of you had Malchay Yehuda and Malchay Yisrael after with Rechavam and Yerovam after Shlomo died, and where the ma'aseh happened with Rechavam was near Shilo. Shezeu karov l'Shchem. Shilo was karov l'Shchem. So the pasuk here is being merames to that ma'isa. Aval az yasuru aseret hashvatim. After Rechavam, then there will be a hasorah. There will be a veering away with the aseret hashvatim imenu. V'yamlichu aseravim. They're going to be mamlichi ravim. V'lo nishal le Rechavam ben Shlomo rak Yehuda ben Yamin. But the malchus of Yehuda is going to be limited to Yehuda and Binyamin. So he learns not like Rashi. He learns that Lo Yosur Shevet Mihuda Ad Ki Yavlu Shilo means until Rechavim comes. No reference to click on with somebody. No, it's not a reference to that the Malchus will, that the Sroro and Malchus will stay with Yehud until Mashiach comes. It means that there will be an individual Malchus with Yehuda until there's a split. That's what the Pasuk is saying. And it's not referring to any Sroro in particular. It sounds like that it's the Gedula, the main Gedula we're referring to here is the Malchus of Yehuda. The specific Malchus will be, will stick with Yehuda until there's a split, and then it'll go to other Shvatim as well. That's a second way of learning the Pasuk. And the Daz Kanan brings both Shvatim. Okay, now there's a Tshuva Sarashva on the next page. This Tshuva Sarashva, the Chelik Zalat, Simon Kuf Pei Zion. We brought this other times for the second part of the Tshuva we discussed before. Now we're going to see the first part of the Tshuva. That I don't know the background of this Tshuva. It seems like he's having a vikuach with a certain notary about proving that Yeshu is not Mashiach. So he gets involved with our pasuk of Ad Ki Yavlu Shilo. So let's see this inside. So the first underline, Alkein Raisi Licht, in the middle of the first paragraph, Alkein Raisi Lichto B'Sefer. I wanted to write down, Es Hashem Nesvakech, Imi Echa Mechachmein, one of their Chachamim had a Vikuach with me about. I want to write this down. So the first paragraph is what the notary said. Omar Acholik, Ki Mashiach Kfar Ba, they tined that Mashiach already came, referring to Yeshu, Veharaya. Sha'omar Yaakov, Bebarcha was born of Magadesh Yikros on Machris Yamim, what was Yaakov's Bracha? Lo Yosu Shevim Yehudo Mechokim Ben Raglov, Ad Ki Yavu Shilo, Veshilo Hua Mashiach. The Atem Modim, you agree that Shilo is Mashiach, Chokashir Tergim Hamasargim, like Unklis says also. The Omar, Lo Yosur Ad Boo, that there won't be any Hasara until he comes. It will stay within Yehud until Mashiach comes. Vine Sar Hashavim Mikem, you no longer have Malchus, you no longer have Srora within Yehud anymore. You guys are in Golos. Im Kain Kfar Ba, so Zariah Mashiach already came. That's his Taina, there's a Rai from this Pasuk that he wanted to tell you that Lachora Yashka, he was saying, is the Mashiach. So Marty, first, in the first three lines, he says, first of all, the word Ad, I'll speak this outside, Ad doesn't mean that something has to stop from the point that it reaches. Ad can mean that something happens until that point and goes on afterward. So it says Ad Ki Yavlu Shilo doesn't mean that the Malchus will stop until, meaning that there will be a Shevet, Lo Yosur Shevet Mihuda, Ad Ki Yavlu Shilo, and then after Shilo comes, there no longer will be a Shevet, there no longer will be Malchus by Yehuda. Ad can mean that until Mashiach comes, and then onwards. But it doesn't disprove the point of the Cholik. As he writes in the next paragraph, Chazar Od L'Tzad Achar V'Omer, Mikom Bokum Farmer Yaakov, Ki Yosur Ad Bo V'Nesar. Sof Kol Sof, it says Ad Ki Yavlu, then till Mashiach comes, there will not be any Sar, there will not be any Hasara, not any removal from Malchus Yehuda until Mashiach comes. And Lamaisa, you guys don't have a Malchus right now, is what he tied into us. So Amarti, the Rashba said back, Im Havtachas Yaakov Anavi Shal Yosur Shevet Yehuda Ad Bo Mashiach, according to you, if that was Pshat in the Pasuk, V'halo Sar Begolos Bovel Shekidim Harbe Gan Mashiach Shtomer. It didn't stop, we didn't stop having Sroro and the Shevet Yehuda, it didn't stop with the coming of Yeshu, that stopped a long time ago. By Golos Bovel already, hundreds of years beforehand. yeah, at least 300-400 years beforehand, there already was no longer any Malchus in Klal Yisrael. So according to you, the Mashiach should have been way before Yeshu. So Veheshev, so he said back, the Golos Ahu Lo Sar, that until Yeshu came about, there was no, that wasn't called Sar. It wasn't called any removal from the Shev Yehuda. Why not? He claimed, Sherei Hayu Sanhedrin Shayudonim Afilu B'din in the Fashos. Because you guys still had a Sanhedrin that donned in Bavel, and they donned Din in the Fashos, and that's called that Yehuda had a rulership. That there's a Shevet B'Yehuda. The Rashba says back that it's ridiculous. We did not don Din in the Fashos in Bavel. And the Sanhedrin doesn't have to come specifically from Yehuda. It has nothing to, you know, the Shevet Yehuda Avada, it already was Sar way before Golos Bavel. So he said back, Amar Im Kain, turn the page, Lizvarecha, Yaakov. So very nice you told me that I'm learning the pasuk wrong. But how do you learn the pasuk? What did Yaakov mean with his nevuah? So the Rashba said back, Amarti, Amitus Perish Akasuf Kachu. This is the real Pshan the pasuk. Lo Yosu Shevet Mi Yehuda Le'ad. Even though the pasuk says Ad Ki Yavo Shilo, it's meant to be read of Le'ad. Ki Lebasof Yavo Shilo Shehu Mizaro V'Toshuv Elof HaMelucha. That the, even though there might be a hefsek in the Melucha of Yehuda, nonetheless, in the end, it will be by Yehuda. Yehuda will be Zoche in the end of the day to have a melucha. V'hataina bazeh, the Rashba continues. V'hataina bazeh l'fisha kol ha-shvatim haya lehem melech ha-shofet. Every shevet had a melech ha-shofet. V'ena echa mikulam she'lo yisar lo soros malchus ha-shofet. Aval b'nei she'ena nachla lehem kishe soros soros li'olam. If other umos, I'm sorry, if other shvatim lost their shevet, it wouldn't come back. They lost it forever. Aval soros Yehuda, Yerusha hi lo, v'lo ikar ha-mamlocha tiyeh. By Yehuda, even if he loses the srara, but the ikar melucha is by Yehuda, and it will always be by him. Chosh Baruch never promised Klal Yisrael that we'll never go into Golos because, hey, we'll always have a melucha, we'll always have a shevet miYehuda, so we'll never go into Golos. That's not what Chosh Baruch Hu promised. Avali Ticho, the Haftacha was, Shehamamlocha v'hasrara hi nachalaso, that the melucha will be a nachla for Yehuda. And if it goes away from Yehuda, it won't go away forever. It will come back. Not Kemosha Sor Mishar HaShvatim, not like when it left the other Shvatim. Ki basof hazmanim yavol shilo, shehu ha-mashiach mizaro, v'lo yekas amim, ki toshuv yirushaso lo, ki ha-mamacha shalom, u'milas ad b'makom hazeh kemo li'ad. Ad is meant to be read as li'ad, kelomar, lo yosur shevet miYehuda li'ad ki yavol shilo. The shevet from Yehuda, the melucha by Yehuda won't leave, le'ad, won't leave forever, because Mashiach will come in the end, and that will be Mashiach ben David, which is from Yehuda, so then the shevet is not going to leave Yehuda li'olam. So this is a third way of reading the pasuk, that ad ki yavo shilo is not referring to Rechavim, it's referring to Mashiach, but it's not saying that there will be a continuous melucha from David HaMelech until Mashiach. It means that the melucha will at some point go back to Yehuda. It's not going to be removed from him forever, and it's a nachala for him. And this is and to not have any kashas on Rashi when Rashi explained the pasuk to mean Shiloh is Mashiach. So he says from David HaMelech until Mashiach there will be a srora for Yehuda. You could say that it could be, this is what he meant. Even though he doesn't say it means malchus, it means other types of srara, it could mean that doesn't mean there will be a continuous melucha by Yehuda, but rather it won't leave him until that it will be a nachla. If it leaves Yehuda, it will come back at the end when Mashiach comes. That's the Tshuvas HaRashba. Now let's read what the Ramban on this pasuk says. Ramban's going to say a new pshat on the pasuk. This will be, I guess now will be pshat number 3. We have the Rashbam and the Rashba. And with the Ramban's interpretation here, it's going to open up room for machlokas. We'll see about this later. Lo yasar shevet miYehuda ain in yonu shelo yasar liolam. The Ramban also starts off stark and says it doesn't mean that the melucha won't leave Yehuda liolam. Ki kosov, it says by the tochacha lo yolech. It says yolech Hashem oscha v'yas malchacha asher takim alecha o goyish shel yadat tav avosecha. Your malchus, which you will have, is going to go to a different goy. Shaloya data, which you didn't know. So mefurish, there's a different haftacha in the Torah that there will be a galos, and that there will be a hasara from Shevet Yehuda. The malchus will leave Yehuda. The nehem malchum begola. Klal Yisrael and the malchus will go to galos. Ein lehem od melech v'sarim. V'yamim rabim ein melech b'Yisrael. There'll be a long time where there'll be no melech b'Yisrael. The novi lo yavtiaches Yisrael shel yelchu b'shevi b'shum inyan bavvorshin yimloch aleim Yehuda. Navi never promised Yisrael that they won't go out into Golos in any Indian in order that we have a Malchus Liolam. Avalin Yano, what is the Pshat? Shlo Yosor Shevet Miyehuda El Echad Me Echov. The Ramban says a new Pshat. The Ramban says Pshat and Lo Yosor Shevet Miyehuda is not that it won't leave the shevet won't leave Yehuda forever. And it's not the pshat that it won't leave until Rehovam comes. Rather, it's in contrast to Shara Shvatim that the Melucha will not leave Yehuda to one of the other Shvatim. Ki Malchus Yisrael ha-moshel aleihem mimenu yiyeh. The Malchus of Yisrael come from Yehuda. V'lo yimshol echad me'echov olov. One of the other Achim will not have the Melucha. V'chein lo yosar mechokim ben raglov. So too in the Hemshech of the Pasuk where it says lo yosar mechokim ben raglov. Shekol mechokik b'Yisrael asher b'yado tabas ha-melech menu yiyeh. Anybody who has the ring of the king to have some sort of authority will come from Yehuda as well. Bohu yimshol v'yitzaveh b'kol Yisrael v'lo chos v'machos ad ki yavoshilo v'lo yekas kol amim lasos b'kulam kertsono. Zeu ha-Mashiach ki ha-shevet yirmoz l'dovid shu ha-melech ha-rishon shalo shevet machos v'shilo hu b'no asher lo yekas amim. David was the first one, and Shiloh, obviously, from Mashiach, will have a special status because there will be an ingathering of the nations with Mashiach. Skip, please, to top of the next three paragraphs later. Ramban explains V'inyan Shaul Haya that in regards to Shaul, so Shaul wasn't from Malchus Yehuda. Ki bavur shedover she'elas ha-malchus be'eis ha-hi nitov et ha-kosh baruch hu, because when Klal Yisrael asked for a melech, it was a disgusting thing in the eyes of Kosh Baruch Hu. So lo razel la-hamlech aleya min ha-shevet asher lo ha-malchus shelo yosem menu li-olamim v'nasel ha-malchus shah. Ramban says that the reason that Shaul was able to be melech, even though he wasn't from Shevet Yehuda, was because he did not want that. Since Klal Yisrael asked for a king in a disgusting way, so Kosh Baruch Hu didn't want that someone from Shevet Yehuda should be in charge of Klal Yisrael at that point, because the request was brought about disgustingly. Therefore, he wanted, for this temporary malchus, he wanted the melech to come from a different shevet.
So why dafka from Binyamin then?
I don't know why dafka from Binyamin. He doesn't say that.
Why not from Reuven?
So he's going to say, well, Shaul, will you say, I don't know if he says in a second, I think he's going to say later, we're not going to read this now, that Shaul was roi for it. And I don't know if it's something specific to Shevet Binyamin, but more the Shaul was roi for it. Let's go right in the Ramban. I'm going to give you a melech in my anger. I'm going to take him away in my anger as well. Who gave Shaul to be a melech for Klal Yisrael, he gave it to them in without his ratzon. It wasn't ratzon Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he also got angry and took him away. And Malchus was taken away from him after he was killed. Now, okay, let's skip down to Ulfi Daiti. Ulfi Daiti, Hayu Hamalochim Hamochim Al Yisrael Mishara Shvatim Achari David, Ovrim Aldas Aviyim Mavirim Nachos. So according to this, Ramban says that what's going to come out, Lamaisa, we had all of Malchus Yisrael. From Yeravim Ben Nevat and onwards, there was the whole Malchus Yisrael, which was not from Malchus Yehuda. So according to Ramban, they were over Aldas Aviyim, they were over on the Brach of Yaakov, and they were Mavirim Nachala. They brought the Nachal to different Shevet. V'heimayu somchen al-dvar Achia Hashiloni Anovi, Shemashach li'Yeravim ve'Amar. Achia Shiloni, the Novi, said to Yeravim, the ene zera David leman zos achlo kol ayamim, that there's a disapproval from the zera of David, and therefore they will begin a malchus outside of Melech David. That was a nevuah. Kashir harichu Yisrael laham lechaleim yishar hashvat melech achar melech. Once this continued, it wasn't just Yeravim. They continued to make a melech after the days of Yeravim. V'lo yuchozu malchus Yehuda. They didn't go back to malchus to the malchus of Yehuda. Over also vas zokim v'nenchu behem. They were over in Divrei Yaakov, and there was an onesh. Kamosh Amar Hoshea, hey, mimlichu l'meni. It was their decision to have Malchus Yisrael. It wasn't Kosh Baruch Hu's ratzon. V'zeh haya onesh ha-chashmonoim shemachov b'ayasheni. This is why the chashmonoim were punished in b'ayasheni. Ki ayu chasidei elyon. They were lemaisa. They were big tzaddikim. V'l moli him. If not for the chashmonoim, nishtachu ha-torah ve'amitzvos. Yisrael, we would have lost Torah mitzvos. V'yach ha-chichin. Nonetheless, nenshu onesh gadol. There still was a big onesh because they were not from Shevet Yehuda. Okay, we'll come back to the different part of the Ramban later, but for now let's go on to the Drushas Haran, Amud Kuf Chaf Aleph. So the justice, well, we have now three different pshatim and what lo yosu shevim Yehuda means. We have the Rashbam's pshat, the lo yosu shevim Yehuda ad ki avoshilo, means that the Malchus will stay with Yehuda until Rechavam ben Shlomo, that the Maisa with Rechavam happened in Shechem, which was near Shiloh. That was the first pshat. The second pshat we had was the Truvas Harashba, that ad ki avoshilo means that the Malucha will come back to Yehuda in the end. The third pshat is the Ramban, that the Yosef Sheve Mihuda is really referring to that the Malucha won't go to any of the other Achim, the other Shvatim. Now we'll see three new pshatim and Drashas Haran. So first, Drashas Haran quotes from the Ramban. So in this paragraph that begins with Vehu Shesim HaMedrash, about five lines down, in the middle of the line it says the words Uperish HaKosuv Hukain. Okay. Like the Ramban says, the Shevet will not leave Yehuda to one of the other sons, one of the other brothers. It's always going to belong to Shevet Yehuda. Also, the Sroro won't go to another Shevet. Don't say that it means that it's never going to go away from Shevet Yehuda. Before that there will be a time where there won't be Machos be Yehuda. That's by the Tochacha. Yolachasha Moschobes Machachash talking Malacha. Let's skip to the next paragraph. The Malchus of Yisrael, they were over in the Tzivoy of Yaakov. Okay, and he quotes the Ramban. Turn to the next page, please. Now, in the top paragraph, it says Elu Dvarov in the third line. The Divrei Teimahem. This pshat of the Ramban, the Ran says, is bewildering. She'im kain, lo nishlamo of tochas Yaakov b'seh. Yaakov made a promise. Yaakov said, lo yosu shevi mi Yehuda. But lemaisa, there was a hasara mi shevi Yehuda. There was melucha by Shar Shvatim. So what's going on with the haftacha of Yaakov? And he goes on to say, even though they got punished for it, but still, if it's a promise, is a promise. The promise wasn't fulfilled. And then the Ran says, v'zeh ha'pasuk, about two lines down, v'zeh ha'pasuk, eino mitzvah v'lo azhara l'boim. This pasuk of L'yosh Hashem Yehuda is not a tzivoy. It's not a warning that you cannot be take away the shevet miyehuda. Aval hakdama hayidiyah mimasha yikra. It's a preface of knowledge of what's going to happen. And if that's the case, then it wasn't fulfilled. Because if Yaakov was saying, this is what's going to happen, there won't be, the Shevet won't leave Yehuda. It's not true. It did leave Yehuda. That's what he says. V'mamochem b'Yisrael over Malzeh. If anybody who makes Malchus b'Yisrael, they're going to be, v'mamochem b'Yisrael over Malzeh, k'far nisba'al ha'avtachah, zos b'tol rav. So then we're being mevatel this promise of l'yosor Shevet Yehuda. And it's not true. V'lom niskaim rak midav v'shlomo. It only existed for a short amount of time. So in terms of, just I want to say an aside for a second. So it might sound like there's a machlokas Ramban and the Ran here, that the Ran learns the pasuk to be a haftacha. It's not a tzivoy. Ran understood the Ramban to say there's a tzivoy. Ramban said that Yaakov said lo yosor shevet miyehuda. This is a tzivoy that you cannot have the melucha go away from Yehuda. And when they made other melachim in Yisrael, they were over on this iser. They were mavir nachala. Whereas the Ran learns that wasn't a tzivoy, it was a haftacha. This is what's going to happen. However, we learned the pasuk, which he didn't tell us yet, but lo yosor shevet miyehuda. Whatever the pasuk means, this is what's going to happen, that lo yosor shevet miyehuda. One could think to say, this might be totally in the machlokas of, do you learn out things from a four matan Torah or not? Where the Ramban would be learning this pasuk to be a tzivoy. Lo yosor shevet miyehuda. This is a halacha ledoros. We're learning out from a four matan Torah, lo yosor shevet miyehuda. And the Ran would say back, no. I don't want to learn out any dinim from Matan Torah. This pasuk is only going to be a promise. But lechora, you can't say that. Because there might be other riyas from the Ramban, but one Ramban that I'm familiar with is by the parsha of Lavan, of when he says, Malei Shavua Zos. So there's a machlokas, if you learn out from that, or to what extent, the inyan of Shiva Simei Mishta. That there could be a concept of Shiva Simei Mishta, Shevet Brachos, that is learned out from Lavan, when Lavan said, to Yaakov, Malei Shavua Zos, fill out this week and because you're still in the Sheva Yomim with Leah. So the Ramban addresses that and other topics over there, and the Ramban says that's not a real limud. We're not going to learn out from Lavan to have Shiva Simei Mishta. And from our parsha as well, there's a Yosef was an ovil for Shiva Yomim for Yaakov. So also the Ramban says we're not going to learn out from there. So the Ramban is not learning out from before Matan Torah.
So where is he learning to himself Peruvu, which is in Bereishis?
I'm sorry?
Where is he learning to himself Peruvu, which is in Bereishis?
No, so Peruvu, this is the Gemara Sanhedrin deals with. We're talking about specific mitzvahs which you only find before Matan Torah, you don't find anywhere else in the Torah, and it's not a tzivui for Ben Noach, whereas Peruvu at that time there already was a tzivui for Noach Ubonov. This is different. So that's not the machlokas from Ban and Ran here. Hadaita Parsha Hazos, the Ran says, what's the pasuk talking about? Hadaita Hazos remezes lekol shevet v'shevet mashiach karenu. This parsha is a remez to each shevet about what's going to happen. Kimosh remez l'shevet don. So he goes to the pesukim by don and shows how the pesukim show what's going to happen regarding Shimshon. So he says v'chem b'Yehuda. A few lines down, v'chem b'Yehuda yedaber al derech ha'hoda v'ha'avtacha. It's a yediyah and a promise. V'amar lo yosu shevim Yehuda. Kolomar. She'im heyos sheyechtu malkeim. Even though there's going to be chatoim there, adayin lo yagia onsham shetistalik v'tasur mehem melucha legamri. They still won't have an onesh that the melucha will be taken away from them legamri. So the Ran learns that when there will be a melucha, it will be by him. And no chet is going to take that away. It doesn't. It's not coming to say that the other shvatim won't have melucha. It's not coming to say that he will have a melucha li'olam. It's saying that when the melucha is by him, it won't leave him legamri. V'hine kol yimei bayis rishon hayu melachim b'Yehuda v'losar mehem hamemshala. All bayis rishon, there was a malchus b'Yehuda. So that is the haftacha. V'chein malchus Shaul ain't a kushya etzleinu, and he also addresses Shaul and says it's not a kasha. Af a pisha lo hayu b'yom of Moshel b'sheva Yehuda. Even though by the days of the melech, but when Shaul was melech, there was no Moshel for Sheva Yehuda. That's not a problem. Shehu lo yiftichu shel yokum li'olam melech b'Yisrael el mishvato k'mosh brashnu. The havtacha wasn't that there will always be a melech by Yehuda. Aval hodia, it just was being modia shemeisha hischel malchusam. Once the malchus does begin, lo tosur v'lo tifsak legamri. That once it does begin, it will not veer away from Yehuda legamri. V'lachein melech Shaul. Av apishaloya misheva Yehuda Moshe lo melech. So why was Shaul melech? Like you asked, Yosef. Lefi shaloya misheva Yehuda roy lo malchus kamo. No one in Sheva Yehuda was fit to be a melech like Shaul. Ramban said that from Shatter. Ramban said that Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to give a melucha to Sheva Yehuda, which is going to be a melucha olamis, since their request was asked in a disgusting way, he wanted to give from a different Sheva. The Ran says no. The Ran says we're looking for the best, and there was no one in Sheva Yehuda like that was as good as Shaul. Like the pasuk says, ki ein kamo b'kol ha'am. V'ein malchei chashmonai alzeh kushe klal. In the last paragraph here, and what about malchei chashmonai? He says that's not a kasha either. He says the whole promise according to this pshat is that whenever there is malchus in Yehuda, then it won't leave Yehuda. As long as there's malchus, it will stick by Yehuda. He never promised that he won't appoint someone to have some sroros if he's not from Sheva Yehuda. That was not a shame malchus. The Ramban learned that the Chashmonai Taka were over in Isser, and that's why they got their own ish. Ran says it wasn't a problem because that malchus was not considered a malchus. So that's not. They were only like officers for Melech Pras Veromi. So since it didn't have a shame Malchus on its own, then there was, that's not a chisaron of the Haftacha of Yaakov that said that lo yosu shevim Yehuda, that as long as there's a malchus in Yisrael, it'll stick by Yehuda, because this is no longer called a real malchus. That's what he says. It will happen that there will be malchus by the Shar Shvatim. Aval yivtichu shlo tifzak min shvatu ha-memshol lagamri. Kol zman shetiyah melucha liYisrael. Aval biyos Yisrael begalus, ein melech ve'ein sar. But once they're in Galus, then there won't be a melech and there won't be a sar. Because lo huftach shevet Yehuda shetashar lo memshol. There was no haftacha for Yehuda that it will stick by him for that, for as long as that. For even past when the melucha, once the melucha stops. So according to this, the Ran is A-okay with learning that the Shar Shvatim had a real din of melech, and they weren't over on the tzivoy of Yaakov. And we'll see about this later on, because others will learn not this way, but l'chora, the Ran is learning that the melucha of the Shar Shvatim, they did have a real shame melech to them, and they weren't over any tzivoy. Otherwise, you would have no kasha here. You could have said lo yosu shev mihuda. You can't bring it to another nachla, and the Shar Shvatim, that's they didn't have status of melech. The Ran in Sanhedrin da Chaf happens to hold that the melachim by Shar Shvatim did have a din melech, which fits well with what the Ran says here, that for Shar Shvatim, there was a shame malchus. The Ran in Sanhedrin might not be the Ran, though, so that's an aside. But that's that. Okay, so that was the fourth shot in Lo Yosu Shevet Mihuda. Fifth shot, we looked around weiter. The derech ben Rabbi Seinu Zal Yesh Kan derech Acheres. Shehivtichu Shelo Tasser Li Olam Mishvato Ktsas Memshala. It's not referring to Melech anymore. It's that there will not be a removal from Shevet Yehuda, a little bit of rulership, bein biyosim alamasim, bein biyosim begola, whether they are Be'eretz Yisrael, whether they're begolos. And this sounds much better with the Rashi, that Rashi al-Torah that brought the Chazal. L'chora, this is what Rashi means to say also, when Rashi says that from David the Melech until Mashiach, there will be a Shevet Yehuda. Rashi never said any word about Melech. Like the Ran here also, that fi Chazal, it's not referring to Melech per se, Shevet is referring to memshala, some sort of rulership. The chenif tichu shelo tifasek shelo tifsak Torah mizaro. There will always be Torah from Zera Yehuda. V'zeu shomer perikamas and hedgin leyosel shevim Yehuda leroshi golish bavel shom saam mechug ben raglav el ben bavel ben bavel shatul shalam Torah b'rabim. Okay. Then he says another pshat, sixth pshat, the next paragraph. Ulfi hanimtzel rabbeinu zal b'midrashim yeshlam de'a das acheres. But in midrashim you'll find a different pshat. V'hu. The Haftacha of Lo Yosu Shevet Mihuda actually begins after Mashiach comes. The promise is, ki afa pishat tifasek amalchus mishvatu bizman hazeh, even though there will be a hefzek bizman hazeh, achar bias Mashiach lo tifasek mizara li olam. After Mashiach comes, there will not be a hefzek li olam. Very similar to the Tshuvas HaRashba that we saw, that the Tshuvas HaRashba read the word of ad ki yavoshilo to mean li ad yavoshilo, that even though there will be a hefzek by Yehuda and by Shar Shvatim, but the difference is that the hefzek by Shar Shvatim will be a hefzek li olam. But by Yehuda, will come back at the end. Here he's saying a similar concept, that the haftacha is that even though it'll be a haftacha, it will be after Mashiach comes, lo tifazek mizara li olam, that the haftacha will stick by him, will be a nachla li olam by Yehuda. It might be the same as Rashi, but it doesn't sound exactly the same to me. So those are the six pshatim. Similar to the shot of the Ran, where the Ran said that as long as there is a melucha, it will stick by Yehuda. The Ramban, even though Al-Tori said one way, the Ramban there's something called Vikuach HaRamban, it sounds like similar Vikuach, like they have with the Rashi, but it's a famous Vikuach. So he holds the same way that as what the Ran held. It will start with Os Yud Aleph. He's still the Amar. So the there was a Meshumad who was by the Malchus, and he's having a vikuach back with this Meshumad. The Amar he neakasev Amar Omer leyoshem Yehuda aki yavoshilo shehu Mashiach. Harisha Novi Omer ki liolam yel Yehuda koach adam Mashiach elzimenu. Vimkin ayom shein lachem lo shevet echav lo mechokik. You guys have no shevet. You have no mechokik. Far from Mashiach. Shu mizar v'lo memshalom. Mashiach must have already come. Anisiv Amarti. Ramban said back. Ain kavanas hanavi lomar shelo tiye mamlechas Yehuda batla klal b'shum zman. Yaakov didn't mean that shelo tiye mamlechas Yehuda batla klal, that it will go on forever at all times. El omar shelo tasur v'tasuk legamri menu ve'akavanas shekol zman sheitei meluchah l'Yisrael. As long as there is a meluchah l'Yisrael, liYehuda hi reuya, it is fit for Yehuda to have it, and it will be by Yehuda. V'im tizbatel malchusum b'nei chet. And if there will be a batala because of the chait, Yehuda tashuv, it will go back to Yehuda, which is actually a little. So even though the Ron said that the haftacha was that if there was a chait, that it, the malucha won't leave Yehuda, the Ramban learns lechora that the chait will cause the malucha to stop from Yehuda at least temporarily. They won't lose it legamri. Okay. V'haraya l'dvaraya shekfar yomim rabim kodem Yeshu shabad la'malchus mihulam Yisrael. Similar idea to what the Rashba said, that even way before Yeshu, there already was not a malchus in Yehuda anymore. Okay. So in Yud Gimel, so he answered back, sure, you guys didn't have melucha the whole time, but you had some memshala. Shekach birshu b'talmud. So he throws back the Gemara to him of Yosef Shevet Yehuda Eli Roshi Golish Bavel Shirodin Sa'am B'Shevet. So Lemaisa in Bavel, you guys did have some sort of sraar from Yehuda. So why are you saying that before Yeshu there's already a zman batala for a long time that there was no Shevet Yehuda? Lechora, there was plenty of time in Golos where you did have melucha. So he answers back in Yedalit. You could turn the page. Chazarti v'amartilo. I said back to him, Ani odiacha she'ena kavanu l'rabbeinu zal lefarish a pasuk ela malchus mamish. You have to know what Rambam means here. Of course, you have to go through this well. That he says that Chazal only meant malchus. He didn't. Chazal was, when they said lo yoshem Yehuda, they weren't referring to Rosh Hashanah B'Bavel. They're only referring to Malchus. You don't understand the halacha. You just understand a little bit of Agatha here and there. Then you got yourself used to that. And then the Ramban goes on to explain that the pasuk is only referring to Malucha. But obviously you need to understand that, because the Gemara definitely sounds like it's referring to non-Malchus as well, to Sarara. So he... So Ramban explains the Gemara later on in the paragraph. We're not going to see that right now. Right. Okay. So those are the Shitas. Now with this, so let's see, there's a Gemara in Yuma Dachla Vav. Amar Rava, Lo Mishkachas Tzurva Merban De Mori El Da Asim Sheva Leim Sheva Yisachar. You don't find any Talmud Chacham that's going to give Horo'os be Yisrael unless he's from Shevet Levi or Shevet Yisachar. Dechtiv Yor Mishlech Yaakov Yisachar Dechtiv Yisachar Yodei Bin Alitim Adas Mayase Yisrael. Fet Mar Kash, maybe Yehuda Nami. Maybe you should say that there's going to be Horo'os from Yisrael from Yehuda as well. Dechtiv Yehuda Mecholkai. Pasuk in Tehillim says Yehuda Mecholkai. Mecholkai sounds like there will be a more horos from Yehuda as well. My answer is no. What I meant to say was from Shevet Levi and Shevet Yisachar, there will be more horos that paskin alibad the hilchosa. Yehuda will have tamid chachamim, but they won't be paskin necessarily alibad the hilchosa. Fact tosvus akasha tiba maschal Yehuda mechokai yesh maksha. Why is the Gemara bringing for the pasuk of Yehuda Mechokai in Tehillim? Am I lo ma'isi minachtiv b'Torah dechtiv l'yosu shevim Yehuda Mechok ben Raglo? State in our parsha that Yaakov made a promise that that Shevet Yehuda will always have a Mechok ben Raglo. So that should have been a riot that you always will have horos the Yisrael from Shevet Yehuda. Why did the Gemara bring from pasuk in Tehillim? And for Tosfos v'yesh lomar dihi bracha hu dechtiv. That's only a bracha. But for the pasuk in Tehillim, it's saying that this was the ma'aseh that Yehuda did have mechokekim. But from the bracha of Lo Yosef Shem Yehuda mechokekim ben Raglav, you would not know for sure if they really did have it or not. So first of all, we see that Tosfos learns like the Ran, that the pasuk is b'derech bracha, and Havtacha, you will always have a Mechokim Ben Raglov. Not that it's a tzivoy, that you cannot take a, that you cannot have a Shevet or Mechokik from another Shevet. But furthermore, you also see from Tosos that the bracha of Lo Yosef Shevet Yehuda, it wasn't a clear-cut thing that it will always be accomplished. If the Tosafot is saying, we don't want to bring from the pasuk of Lo Yosef Shevet Yehuda, it's only a bracha. I'd rather bring from the pasuk of Yehuda Michokai, where that actually proves that there were Mori Haros B'Yisrael from Shevet Yehuda. Isn't that mashma that the bracha, it's shayach, and the bracha maybe would not be in the Skyim? The only way to bracha pasuk of Lo Yosef Shevet Yehuda, Tosafot says, it's only a bracha. I want to prove there were Mori Haros B'Yisrael, so I brought from the pasuk of Tehillim. That means that Tosafot held it was shayach, the bracha wouldn't be in the Skyim. Marasha, another Achronim here asked the obvious kasha. What in the world is Tosafot saying? Of course the bracha was in the Skyim. Similar to the way the Ron asked on the Ramban before. The Ron asked the Ramban, according to you, that the pasuk is read of Lo Yosef Shevet Yehuda, that the Malchus won't go to other Shvatim, there's no Lo Nishlam HaHavtachos of Yaakov. The Havtacha of Lo Yosef Shevet Yehuda wasn't accomplished here. So too, in Tosafot, you see, like the Ramban, that it's shy that the bracha wouldn't be in the Skyim. Because that's why the Gemara had to bring from the pasuk of Mechokakai, of Yehuda Mechokakai, to prove that the bracha was in the Skyim. But Tosafot himself from the bracha of Yaakov, it was shayach, possibly the bracha would not be in the Skyim. I don't know if we'll have time for the second part. I just want to give a thumb of what the second part could be or would be. Is there's going to be a machlokas, Stira and Rambam, and machlokas Rambam and Ramban, we'll see about this more, about if the malachim, it's really mamish the stopping point between part one and part two, if the malachim from Shar Malchei Yisrael, did they have a din melech or not? Okay, we talked about this a little bit, I quoted the Ron Sanhedrin, that they did have a melech, they did have a shei melech, but the machlokas Rambam Ramban here, if by the melucha by Shar Shvatim, if they really did have a shei melech, or if they didn't have the dinim of Malachim. This is Machlokas Ramban and Rambam, Stira and the Rambam, and a briskerov to try to hopefully Miyashiv Stira and the Rambam. That's where we're at right now. Okay, just go ahead.